really weird about esoteric lifestyles. Esoteric lifestyles, you know, they say, like, you should do some yoga. You should do some Pilates. It calms you down. It gets you in shape, and it gives you more energy. Well, if you think about that, that doesn't really make much sense, does it? Like, if it calms you down, you have more energy. Well, how do you know? You're calm all the time. You can't. You're not jumping around. How do you know? How do you know you got more energy if you're doing yoga and Tai Chi and all this shit? Like, don't get me wrong. That stuff's all good. I think you should be doing yoga and Tai Chi and anything else that kind of promotes yourself from, you know, turning everything else off and turning on to yourself. I think that's very cool. But I just don't understand how people go, oh, it gives you more energy. It gives you more energy. I'm going to start doing that because I think if I were to have any more energy, I could actually achieve critical mass. And then, like, you know, inflated with my ego, I could have, like, my own sun and things could start orbiting around me and there'll be cameras and lymph nodes and donuts and cops wouldn't know where to park and it'd be just fantastic. So that's all. That's all. I just wanted to clarify that. Warm up rant. Take two. I'm Sean Kennedy. And I am the fucking man. Let's see. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Lord of the Rings. That's a good one. It's back inside the Rant Radio Studios, and we are back on the motherfucking air. Oh, perfect. Are you sure?
Wait.
Lock? Not working? Did you turn the music up? What's that? Well, we should be broadcasting right now, but we're not because we're all fucked up. I'm going to kill some hostages in the IRC. Kills two hostages. One of them is Sim. Do you know what's wrong or what? What happened? Should I not ask you that? Should I just wait? Okay, we're waiting. We don't know what's wrong. We still don't know what's wrong. We're waiting to broadcast. I'm ready to go. I was prepared. I was here on time. Sim was not prepared. Ooh. Would you like to save this document? Saving document. Saving batch file. Saving other batch file for document. Would you like to replace this file? Holy fuck, look at him go. The mouse is a flurry of action. Sparks are smoking from the desktop. Smell of burnt rubber as the mouse wheel does massive, massive loops. Well, it wouldn't even be a Rant Radio show unless everything was all fucked up like February.
Do-do-do.
That's weird. Ooh. There's a line there now. Did you turn off all the sound in the studio? Okay. Doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. I'm a beautiful person. Oh. 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 Are we on the air? Are we on the air? Was she a great big fat girl? Wait. Was she a great big fat girl? Yeah. I fucked her. What the hell's going on here? Did you have it working earlier?
No.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Should work, y'all. There's no reason why it wouldn't. Do 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 do. No, they're expecting it. They're not. They're all hardcore. They know what's going on. They're all getting ready to fucking 128 is dead. I'll make a mention of that. Everything is dead. Right now, I should be talking. Oh, well. Blah, blah, restart or what?
Check, check. Check, test. Can you hear me?
I'm talking to the world. I'm totally talking to the world. Here we are, talking to the world. I'm going to fuck him up so bad he's going to wind up on Style Project. Everybody liked that comment. What the fuck? What's playing? I'm going to continue killing one hostage every 20 seconds until we get some positive... What's happening?
What's that fucking music that's going on?
The default music that's going on.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. If there's no stream, it goes back to the,
Yeah, the...
Oh, I see. We like dead air. Everyone's very cool. No one's freaking out. Did I hear a check? No, you didn't, zombie show. Do maybe you did. Hello? Hello? Low, low, low. Hello? Low, low. Might be working now? Are we on the air now? Hello. Hello. We're spiking. Spiking everywhere. Is that really good? Okay, so now we can try it now, or what? It's kind of quiet, which for me, there's all this music right now because we're trying to fix stuff. Yes, we're trying to fix stuff. Stuff is broken. You know, it's really hard to run a fucking showcast server, too. We give you supreme shit because it actually is kind of difficult. Ooh, I know your password. Ooh. Well, I saw a bunch of stars come up on the screen. I'm getting Sean talking, but no music. Heh.
Was there supposed to be music?
Is there supposed to be music?
Did I put music?
Can people hear stuff? Can people hear me? Anyone hear me?
Some people hear music.
Some people are hearing me. He hears nothing. I hear Sean. Unix, hear Sean. Touch your nose, Unix, if you can hear me. Oh, well. Yeah, we better get about 5 days worth of fucking hostages here. But whatever. I'm going to beat the living fuck out of Sim. Sim must die. Sim must die. Die, Sim. Die, die, die. Die, 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 Sim, Sim, Sim. Sim must die. I don't know. Buck X hears Sean. Okay, these people can hear me. I hear you. Unix hears me. Buck X hears me, apparently. What rate do you hear me at? What rate can you guys hear me at? Are you guys hearing me at the 24-bit, or what the fuck? We hear Sean. Kexler hears Sean. A bunch of people hear Sean. I don't really understand. I'm like 20 minutes away, and I get no stream. Crazy fuck. That's because you... I'm not going to say it. There we go, Sean. Hey, Smokehouse 24. Okay, so we're on the 24-bit stream. Okay, we're trying to get the 128-bit stream happening, because, well, that's important. You know, you can. What's crazy? Do we have to reboot again? Oh.
I hear Sean.
I think we're over in the other room now. I think they can hear me. The 128 VHS. Everybody hear Sean? All right, we're up and we're working again. We're doing the Sean Kennedy Show live and in your motherfucking face. So you better monitor the IRC so I can get back on schedule. I got a fucking tight schedule to keep. With the world. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rant Radio Studios, and we're up, finally. But that's okay, because now everybody's, like, showing up at the IRC, because they know that we were going to fuck it up for the first 10 minutes, you know, because it's, you know, we can't do a goddamn thing. You would think, you know, we look like a bunch of fucking idiots, because we can't get this goddamn thing working right, you know. That's what it looks like, is that we can't get a single thing working correctly. But actual fact, it's really quite hard to run a Shoutcast server, motherfucker. You people don't understand what kind of fucking shit it is going down. Sam, the webcam is down. No shit, zombie. Thanks for pointing that out. Holy fuck, Samarian, the webcam's down. Wait, the webcam is not up. Okay, it was never up. Don't worry about it, okay? We'll get back to you on that there, zombie. It's okay.
If you want...
Carry on as if you were normal.
Be very, very, very boring.
Yeah, that camera's real boring. It's
hold a picture of Sean up your face.
Well, hold up a picture of... In one eye, put, like, Sean. The other eye, put, like, a photo of Jabba the Hutt. And then, like, wiggle them profusely. And eventually, you get, like, some 10 tons of jiggling fun there. It's going to be, like, fucking just... Brutal. All right, so.
We're good on both channels.
We are good on both channels.
We are broadcasting.
We are broadcasting. Okay, hook 'em harms for fucking James. All right, so it's like this. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, the only show big enough as my ego. That's right, my ego's huge. My ego has taken over my entire fucking head. That's right, you bet. Your guided meditation in a fucked up world is what the goal of this show is going to be. You know, after the What the Hell Show, this is not the What the Hell Show. This is not going to be the same sort of format as What the Hell Show. I actually want to talk about some shit and have some direction in this show so we can have some intelligence going on here. And, you know, well, as much as I can have intelligence going on here, because, you know, I'm not really all that bright, but what do? So, let's talk about the IRC, okay? Let's see who made it into the IRC. These people have bragging rights for all time, so they can sit there and say, yeah, man, boy, I was fucking core, man. I was there in the beginning. Okay, so what do we got? There's Homer, who's got ops, me, Smokehouse, big shock there, Substance X, who I don't know, Broken Wing, who I don't know, Buck X, who I know, oh, Agent Mulder, jump back in, Broken Wing, Buck X, Case, Corellon, who I don't know, Creektop, I don't know, Dacid, I don't know, Deckerbite, I know, Disturbed, I know, Decker Case, AFK, whatever the fuck that means, AFK. Lieutenant Major Zombie, who I wished I didn't know. Downhail, ECSM, Evil James. Hi, Evil James. Infoloop, IRME, JoJo the Dark Face Boy, Kexler, Crazy Fuck. Mary Rebel, Virgin, I think is what that is. Mr. Echo, who is not actually here, but he's here in spirit because he had to work tonight. Isn't that unfortunate? Finn Yee! Poison Cheeto, Pseudo, Prophet Zero Stir, Side Slide, Sparky, Test Subject, Unix, Vampire This Morning, Wildcard, and Breaker One. They're all jumping in there at the last fucking minute.
Wildcard!
That's right, who owns Wildcard.com. He's a good buddy of ours who we just hooked up with the other day. Actually met Wildcard for the first time. Very cool guy.
Very cool.
So, it's been a fucked up while. It's been a fucked up little while. So, Sean, what's been going on in like the last 7 months? You left us, you cocksucker! You leper messiah! You know, hey, what? What do you want here, man? I used to diss L. Ron Hubbard all the time. It's hard to run a fucking religion. That is some hard shit, man. Yeah. I could not do that. I tried that. I failed.
It's a full-time job.
It is a full-time fucking job, man, you know? If I was single, I'd be great, you know, running that kind of thing. I could be banging all the 16-year-old beaver I wanted. But
Damn straight.
But now I can't because, you know, I got morals and shit, you know. Vampire this morning, she showed up. She's like, hi, I can tape my tits. I'm like, oh, gee, that's really great. I'm going to go stand over here and think about my wife now. Holy fuck.
Wife.
Humming a wife. Seriously, man, it's fucking brutal. I don't know what the hell's going on. So, I recently came to the conclusion that I was fat. Like, this was just crazy. I was getting really fat. Like, you guys saw me when I was fat.
The videos
of me fat.
Seeing yourself on TV.
I can't watch myself fat. Like, in the outtakes, there's pictures of me and my guts are all spilling over. Looks like someone shot me in the stomach and I got all bloated. I look like one of them African kids, only bigger. It's just bad, man. It was just fucking horrible. Seriously, I look like a style project drawing. So I was just like, whoa, all wrong, all bad. So I decided, you know, that I had to lose weight. And Smoke House pointed out, yeah, tell me about the Sean Kennedy diet. Well, I tried this thing. It's a fast. That's right. Little does most people realize, but I've actually got quite an occult collection, an esoteric collection, and that was my other hobby. Was while I was off.
You should see his books.
Should see my book. I finished my second book, a horror novel, and I was running around doing that. And I decided I was going to be all esoteric and shit. I decided I should calm down a little bit, you know, because I'm getting all hyper and stuff. I should really calm down, you know, relax. So I decided if I went on a fast, I could, like, detoxify myself, you know, that'd be all good, right? So I did this thing called the Master Cleanser Diet. I don't know if you've ever heard of this motherfucker.
Is there a 2000 in there?
Master Cleanser
2000.
2000X. Yeah, XP Pro, home version. You know, it was fucking, oh my God, it was so brutal. I went and for 5 days, I did this, I'm not shitting you. All you drink for 5 days is water with some lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup in it. That's some tasty shit.
Sounds filling.
That's some tasty shit. That's some tasty water going on there. Yeah, you bet. And it's just absolutely brutal. And so that's what I did. And I got up the first morning, get up, drink the shit, and I'm like, wow, that tastes like a whole bunch of rat bag shit. The first few days, you're like, wow.
There's cayenne pepper in it, too, isn't it?
Yeah, the cayenne pepper. Okay. Cayenne pepper, just a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Fucking able to, because I can't
two
do that.
Like, teaspoons.
I was snorting cayenne pepper because I wanted to get myself ready for the protest, but no, seriously, it was like fucking brutal. So I'm getting up in the morning drinking this shit. And putting her downrange there. And the first morning they say you're supposed to get up because you have to purge your system, right? You have to purge your system of all this stuff. Fucking with a big P. You got to purge your system. So what you have to do is you have to get up in the morning. You have to drink a quart of salt water. That's right, a fucking full quart. That's 4 cups for everyone who doesn't know what a fucking quart is. Because I had to look it up. I had to look through them all my cupboards, find a measuring cup that had quarts and like regular shit on it.
This is all liters, goddammit.
Yeah, you bet. So it was like fucking brutal. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I get up in the morning, I drink a quart of salt water, and then I go through the fucking Hershey squirts for the next 2 hours, man. I was pooing like a girl. I was sitting down, I'm like, shh, well, this is really weird.
I'm peeing out my ass.
That was terrible. The really bad part is that the Sunday, I had to do it again. So you're sitting there with a quart of salt water in your hand going, you know, after I drink this,
I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
After I drink this, I'm going to be peeing out my ass for the next two fucking hours. Oh. And according to the diet, you're supposed to do this every fucking day. You're supposed to do this every day. You're supposed to pee out your ass every day in the morning. I'm like, oh, you know, God. I work with computers, you know. And then you mount the RAM chip running down my fucking leg. Yeah, that's going to work. Yeah, that's going to work. No, it is not going to work. Okay, that's just bullshit. So I'm like, oh. God, what the hell? So I said, no, fuck that. I'll just go for a nice laxative tea instead. And, you know, by day three, okay.
No, seriously, this is a cleansing diet.
This is a cleansing diet. Man, I was clean. I'm a little worried, you know. The first day, you're passing all stuff, you know, you're pooing, right? And then you don't take a shit, which is, you're expecting that, right? You're expecting that stuff where you don't take a shit for, like, you know, a few hours or whatever, you know, a few days. You know, but then all of a sudden on the fourth day, I take, like, this massive shit. Well, now, I'm sitting there going, what am I shitting, you know?
What?
You know, I'm sitting there concerned as I feel this thing fall out of my ass, because I'm like, did I just lose my lung? You know, I'm checking my memories and stuff, making sure I did shit out of kidney, you
Putting
know?
On the plastic gloves, tearing it apart.
Oh, yeah, I'm all like, you know,
what is this exactly?
I'm going to check my feces for fiber. You know, like, that's just, you know, oh, my God, that's just crazy. Crazy shit, crazy, I don't know what's going on. So I was doing that. That was a lot of fun. And then by the fifth day, I started getting depressed because I hadn't eaten, and my taste buds for the first few days were like, what the fuck is this? We're getting none but, like, fucking lemon juice and cayenne pepper maple syrup. This is bullshit. By the fifth day, they're all, we're sorry. We're very sorry. We'll eat anything you give us.
It's like it covers all of the bases, like cayenne pepper, well, hot, lemon juice,
yeah,
sour,
yeah,
maple syrup, sweet.
Well, by day five, I'd lost 12 pounds. Okay, five Ooh. Days, 12 pounds.
That's major.
5 days, 12 pounds. God did not intend me to lose weight that fast. If God intended me to lose weight that fast, he would have made me gay and given me an afro. All right? It just would not have worked like that. It'd be like, oh my God, this is super! No. Crazy. Just totally shitty. So I'm like, okay, 5 days, gotta break the fast. Now, the thing is, when you fast, though, when you're being all, it was very cool, though. I gotta say, I was really calm. I'm much calmer now. I seem much calmer. You know,
seem to be.
I am. I'm very calm now.
It might
I'm
be
calm.
The 7 months off,
I am
too.
Fucking calm. No, I'm calm, man. I'm fucking serene. Gandhi'd be like, shit, you be calm. Like, seriously, I'm calming all over the place here. I got calm for everybody. Like, I'm
passing out calm.
I'm passing out. I'm a big
cases, get out your tongue. Have
big
some calm.
Cases of calm. You know, they need me in the Middle East. I'd be flying over fucking Israel.
Dropping the calm.
Dropping calm all over those people. Hey, have some NACOM. There you go.
Calm bombs.
Calm bombs for you, motherfucker. No, but seriously, that's what I was. I was all like, oh, and shit. And this Thursday, I'm starting Tai Chi with the wife, which will be really cool.
Yeah.
Because then I can beat the fuck out of people in
Get
slow
down
motion.
To a whole level, you know, another
like,
level of
I'll
calm.
I'll be like, I'll be all so calm, and I'll show up at the Tai Chi class and be like, damn, you are calm. And I'm like, I know I'm calm. That's because I fasted, and my taste buds still don't like me anymore. So I went, and anyway, I did that, and that was cool. But when you break a fast, you got to be real careful when you break a fast, because you have to, like, if you just go, well, that's it, 5 days of nothing but water, I'm going to go have me a steak. You do that shit, you are going to fucking puke your monkey ass out. Okay, you're going to be like, hoy, seven kinds of hoy, like 30 kinds of Technicolor yawn happening, okay? Just like, oh, wow, rotted flesh exiting out my mouth. Boom! Okay, not cool. So you got to start with, like, you know, start small, like soup.
Yes.
Okay, and soup is not a meal. Anybody who thinks soup is a meal is a
liquids pussy. With little chunks of
Yeah,
solid.
And it's mushroom soup at that. So it's like sick.
Soft, solid
soup. It's like, you know, it's like uber pussy meal. You know, so I'm just like, oh, my God. So I ate the soup. I ate the soup. Did you eat the soup? I ate the soup. So I had some soup, and that was cool. And now I'm kind of doing the avoiding meat thing, you know? Yeah. And I don't have pop.
Working your way up.
Yeah,
back
well,
again into
I don't,
normal.
Yeah, normal, but it was just I want to have a healthy diet, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be a vegetarian, but it's real healthy to try to be a vegetarian and fuck that up. You know, to be like, every once in a while you wake up, you know, in the middle of the night and you're out in a cow pasture, there's a dead cow and you've been feeding and you're like, oh, no, it happened again. You know, that's okay. You know, that's all right. You know, if you freak all out and you're like cutting people up and stuff and, you know.
It's allowed once in a while.
Yeah, you know, so you got to be careful, but, you know, you don't want to go too rapidly vague, and I'm not ready to join Sims, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, his
come
whole.
Come join me, Sean.
No, I will never go, no, it's impossible. No! Fuck myself.
I can't eat air.
I can't eat air. Fuck that. That's brutal. Do you know what this is, motherfuckers, called fruitarians?
Yes.
Now, that's some
insane.
That's some fucked up shit. Fruitarians. Now, this is some loopy shit.
They must give up their life until...
Yeah, okay, because apparently back in the 40s, okay, they had this huge thing where they discovered that plants are sentient, right? Because if you put plants in a room and you play classical music, they grow and they develop, right? But if you put it in a room with, like, Slayer, they die, okay? Which is not that surprising.
They're just rocking out too hard,
because
if
you put me in a room with Slayer, I'd die. Or, you know, you just become, like, as long as you keep a steady supply of drugs. I'm sure if you put drugs in the rooms with those plants, you know, and you'd come back a week later, instead of being dead, all the plants would be, like, withered but really hard. You know, you could put them in your garden and they'd be like, oh, whatever, man, this is pesticide, oh, rock on, man. They'd be, like, awesome. You know, weeds would never win. They'd, like, beat up weeds and take their lunch money and stuff. That's the kind of how tough these plants would be. Be crazy, crazy. So, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, fruitarians.
I knew you'd say
that. I'm like, where? That's all that I did.
Tangent?
I don't know. So, I go, and the fruitarians, this is true. This is true. The fruitarians, now, what they do is, since plants are sentient, right, you cannot kill plants, because plants are sentient, just like you can't kill birds and bees and fucking whatever.
Oh,
okay.
The rest of them.
No. So, you can only eat fruit. That's right, fruit. Because fruit isn't sentient. It's just part of
like a
the,
seed.
Yeah,
something.
It's like, you know, it's a plant. Now, the really rabid motherfuckers, what they have is they have an orchard with multiple types of plants, and they only eat the fruit that falls off the tree.
Give us up your life unto us.
You know, I'm starting to feel like a street person, you know, like spare some change. You know, I don't beg from trees, okay? You got to have some pretty low self-esteem to be all begging from trees, you know?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, Mr. Elm Tree, can I please have a piece of fruit? I don't have any fruit, I'm an elm tree. Sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Apple Tree, could you spare some fruit?
Sure, I have this worm-infested, maggot-ridden piece of shit.
Oh, thank you for gifting me this piece of fruit, Mr. Shut up, okay?
Like, I was ready to get rid of it anyway.
I'm trying to get rid of this anyway. Fuck you. I'm sorry. I'm not in the same caste as trees, okay? I'm in a different caste structure as trees, okay? I'm above the trees, okay? I'm above animals. I have opposable thumbs and mastery of fucking fire. When I'm an animal or a tree for that matter, that has opposable thumbs and mastery of fire, we could talk, okay? And then we'll eventually
sit down at the table.
You bet. And he'll
work
be
it
so,
all out.
He'll be so overwhelmed by my calm that he'll fall asleep and I can hit him over there with a shovel. Because that's what you use to kill plants, is shovels. All right, but anyway... Okay. So I did that. I'm off that now. I'm not doing the fast thing anymore, you know. My guts are all fucked up this morning. I've been waking up.
What day is it?
I don't know. It's like day 9. Well, I'm done the fast.
Oh, okay.
I'm back on the food regime. I'm eating Chinese food, because Chinese food is like...
Oh, that's right.
It's like good, right? So I'm eating the Chinese food now, and that's really handy. And so I'm back doing that, but for some reason, because when you fast, you kill all the bacteria in your stomach.
Which is sometimes bad.
Which is very bad. It's always
bad.
Because you need that, because otherwise you can't digest. So I start eating again. I got no bacteria in my guts. And it's like, wow, I'm going to give birth to an alien baby right now. My guts are hurting so much. Oh, my God. I phone up my wife. I'm like, wife, my guts are hurting so much right now. And she's like, So, you know, she makes little baby dinosaur noises and tells me, you know, oh, we got to get you some Acidophilus or Mophidophilus or
magic potion.
Fucking Jim Henson's Muppets or some shit. Anyway, so it's this weird shit you got to put in your stomach after you fast so that you can digest food again.
Oh, that stuff, yeah.
Like yogurt or something.
Like
I don't know.
Artificial bacteria.
I don't know what the...
Helper bacteria.
Yeah, it's the good stuff, you know. So she went and gave me that. Now, because I didn't know if I was going to make this show, honestly, I was getting like wicked-ass cramps. Like, I was just like, oh, God, I'm a woman. I'm peeing on my ass and I got cramps. This is shitty. Oh, my God.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, it was just bad. I wasn't in the mood. I had a headache. My mother's in town. It was just bad. So, but, you know, I figured if I bailed on the show tonight, I would have been just fucking completely shit-kicked. I would have been...
Kind of.
Yeah, I'd have been like, this is me. But, you know, Sean killed by crazed stalker from Virginia. Anyway, so, you know, I figured that... I better make it down the show. And it's cool. I got a lot of stuff I want to cover. You know, something's fucked up, though. You know, as I was driving down the show here tonight, I see these diet pill signs. You know those diet pill signs? Like, you
lose
50 pounds in 6 months. You can lose, like, 100 pounds in, like, 10 days. I see one that was worded badly. It was like, you can lose 100 pounds in an hour. And I'm like, shit, I want
to... Hand me that knife. Good.
I want one of those. Let me pop these pills. You know, that way I can get all fat, load up on donuts, and be all, like, you know, fucking... whatever, be all John Candy, right? You're all like, right? Head on down. Boom! Blow some fucker's head off. Drop two of these pills, and you'll be like, the weight's just falling out your ass, and you'll be like, getting all, you know, fucking...
Put you in a big room with a drain in the center, all sloping in.
Oh, yeah.
In.
Be like,
he's losing weight, hose it off into
seriously,
the drain.
Seriously, I'd be like, all Nutty Professor over here, you know, the new Nutty Professor diet. It was just crazy, right? So I was just like, damn, you know, but the funny thing is that a lot of these pills, right, these diet pills that they got going on are some scary shit. They're some scary shit because they're pink and they're what? They're what? They're caffeine and they're raw caffeine and they're addictive as fuck.
High doses.
Oh, my God. Like, you ever see those people hooked on caffeine drugs, man? It's like, yeah, this will help you lose weight. What is it? It's heroin. You ever seen a fat Iggy Pop? No, that's because he's a heroin addict. You know, seriously. And that's what these diet pills are. They're all fucking, like, speed, you know? And it's a bad news. Guys are like, I got to get me some of these pills. No, don't get some of these pills. They're bad. Try the lemon and water. You'll lose more weight faster. And apparently it's healthy. But
it tastes good, too,
doesn't
it?
I was supposed to do it for 10 days. I only did it for 5 because I was like, well, that's it for me. No more for me, thanks. I'm way too calm. If I get any more calm, I'm going to be perfectly serene. They'll be putting me in the ground and shit. So it was like all crazy.
You need to go for the
10 stuff.
Days next time.
That's right. I'm just not down with the... but the diet pills, you know, they're legal in every state.
Legal.
Oh, totally legal. Yeah. You know, they got these speed that these Mary Kay Commando type multi-level marketing motherfuckers are handing out in
Herbalife.
Oh, in Herbalife and into suburbia. Here, have some speed. Where are you going? I'm going over Aunt Mary's so she can give me some fucking smack. You know, that's allowed. That's okay.
I need to lose 10 pounds for the prom.
Yeah, no doubt. But we're going to throw a link in right now where we just found out that diet pills are okay, but now they just put this new motherfucking thing up where hemp is bad. Because we all know that marijuana is bad, right? We know that marijuana is bad, but apparently hemp is now bad. Now, I posted some of this shit on my new little bitch site, which I am the bitch for. I'm the news bitch. One of the news bitches for skullcrew.com, which is one of Nixter's sites. No, there are no pop-up ads for t-shirts, but maybe there should be. No, seriously. Skullcrew.com. I mean, there's links to all this shit if you want to get your latest and greatest news source. Go
That's
to
right.
Skullcrew.com. Anyway, so Washington Post, where they're talking about how, you know, it's illegal. The Food and Drug FDA, or the DEA, rather, has decided, wait a minute, it all comes from marijuana plants.
Oh, my God.
Marijuana bad! You know, so they banned all food products made from hemp.
Was this recently?
Yes.
But they were legal.
They were. But now they're not. Now, they're fighting
That's
it.
That's just the states, though, right?
Yep.
We can get them up here. Yay.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
But there's a whole lot of our listeners who are from the states who are just, like, really, really, really scary.
Yeah.
It's like, holy fuck. You check it out, and you're thinking about the insanity of the drug war. Like, the drug war is so fucked up, okay? Like, I really enjoy pot. I do. I don't smoke it that often because, well, I really enjoy pot.
Tried it the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, New Year's.
New Year's.
I didn't take too much of it, so didn't do too much.
No effects?
A little bit. I could hear everything at once.
Like, oh, I imagine you must have loved that.
All the sound was coming at once at all the same volume.
Next on our next adventure, like, I'm going to take James to Las Vegas and get him high. It'll be Fear and Loathing with Sean and Sim down in fucking L.A. Or L.V. L.A., yeah, that'd be frightening. Here I am in Compton getting ass fucked. Ah! My screen went dark!
Oh, no.
Okay, there it is. There it goes. Okay, but no, seriously. But, yeah, the drug war is just crazy. What do you think of pot? Do you think it should be illegal? Were you let down? Were you expecting
everything should be illegal?
Like, you think so?
Yes.
That'd be good.
Because they spend more money fighting it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like, that way, once you legalize something, you have control of it.
That's right.
And I had a great conversation the other night with two friends of mine. We were talking about how, you know, apparently, now this is some shit. Check this out. In Mexico, which a good buddy of mine who's listening right now, I believe, was telling me that in Mexico, you know what they do to treat injuries? This is some groovy shit. You kids can try this at home.
Okay.
What you do is you go get yourself, I think you could do it with like rubbing alcohol, or you could probably do it with straight alcohol, but rubbing alcohol is for rubbing on your skin, right? For
yeah.
And shit
for,
like that?
For, yeah.
Okay, so what you do is you get rubbing alcohol You take pot and you put pot inside the rubbing alcohol.
Okay.
Okay, so you're soaking pot inside the rubbing alcohol. It should be stated at this time that at no time after you put the pot inside the rubbing alcohol can you consume it. Okay.
Don't
drink
it.
So you must be like, oh, shit, well, that's not so cool. But no, seriously, do this, and if you're out doing whatever, you're mountain biking or whatever, and you get, oh, Kadath, yeah. Kadath was the guy I was talking to. He was over at my house the other night. We were talking about this shit. And if you get sore and you're hurting, you take the rubbing alcohol that's been with the pot in it, and you rub it on your muscles.
Yeah.
And it sucks the THC in through your skin. And it, like, next morning,
wow,
baby, you are good to go.
Really?
Okay, yeah, you are fucking done. Like,
that
complete,
makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. And I'm like, damn, that is so smart. Like,
how much pot do you need? Just a little bit, or?
Well, I think it's probably, you know, you'd want to be. I mean, the more you use, I mean, you know,
my leg feels great.
I'm really hurting. You know, I was playing badminton today, and I'm just gonna get in my hot tub here with pot.
No, but seriously, it was. It's a really, really good deal where if you rub it on,
yeah,
and next morning, apparently, I've never tried it. No, do not inject it. Do not mainline it. They're like,
it's like, well, what if I could just inject it? Yeah, I'll stab myself in the eye with this pot.
Yeah, good plan. Right on. Yeah, natural.
My glaucoma is gone.
Well, oh, my God, it's terrible, you know. But, and pot is not bad. Okay, is it habit forming? Fucking A, it's habit forming, but it's not habit forming because it's addictive. Great book, Jell-O talks about it a lot, called The Emperor Wears No Clothes, where if you ever get your chance to get your hands on it, fantastic book, talks about how the pulp and paper mill industry was responsible for the banning of pot. And just great stuff, and it talks about everything about this. You know, there's tons of history there, tons and tons and tons of history. You got to check that out. It's just crazy the amount of shit that has gone on and how this drug has been persecuted. It's way less bad for you than alcohol is.
Oh yeah.
Like not even. I mean, how was the last time you saw people all stoned on pot and they came home and beat up their wives? No.
Or a riot. People.
Yeah, all the potheads rioted. Yeah, they went and got some Cheetos, and then they were fine.
And then they sat down.
Yeah, and then he sat down, and that was it, you know. But people on pot don't hurt people. They don't, you know, and generally people on pot driving, what do? They do like 20. The cop could be standing in the road. The car will hit them and bounce off the cop and stop and be like, how you doing, son? I'm really good, sir. I'm not stoned.
I'm sorry I was speeding.
Wow, you got a pretty badge. You know, and that's kind of how it goes, right? You know, you get really into it and you're all like, Jesus Christ, you know, and it's crazy. But when you look at it, the drug war, the insanity of the drug war, people go, well, the drug war is not about pot. You know, the drug war is about heroin and all this kind of shit. You know, that's what they're saying the drug war is all about, right? And that's what I think about the drug war. When you think about the drug war,
yeah, you think about the hard drugs.
Cocaine. You're thinking of a blow. You know, the movie
Heroin.
Blow. Yeah, you know, it's bad.
Yeah.
All the drugs are bad. You know, and you got all this bad shit happening. There's fucking little kids hooked on crack. Okay, that's bad.
Yes.
Okay, that is bad. I do think that is bad. Okay, but we need to understand what's going on with the drug war, because it's not about the crack. It's not about the cocaine. For example, in 2000, okay, there was 1,579,566 drug arrests in the U.S. Okay, of those drug arrests of the year 2000, 46.5% of those were for pot. Over 700,000 arrests for marijuana the whole fucking year. Now, of those 700,000, 640,000 of those arrests was just for possession.
Those bad drug dealers.
You motherfucker, you're possessing it.
Like an ounce.
You know, what? You know, that's fucked up. And the more you find out about how the drug war is happening, and how the drug war is doing its thing, the more you realize how fucked up everything is. It is an 8:41. Is that the proper time? No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. How long were we fucked up?
15 minutes.
Okay, we might.
Maybe.
We'll run a little over. I don't want to fuck you guys over. But anyway, no, seriously. Seriously, check out the Drug War Facts. And the link to check out the Drug War Facts is www.drugwarfacts.org. If you're not in the IRC by now...
You should be.
You should be. If you don't know how to get in the IRC, you suck. No, seriously, if you don't know how to get in the IRC, try to ask somebody and they should be able to help.
It's right off the webpage.
Yeah, go to
www.rantradio.com.
You bet. And you should check out that website we just posted in the IRC, www.drugwarfacts.org. Really wild shit. Gives all the facts about all the different drugs, about what's happening in the drug war with them. A lot of valuable information. Information equals knowledge equals power. Okay, so you got to keep up on that. And it's a little scary. It's a little scary what they're doing now because, like, they're using it to the drug war is working hand in hand on this, you know, terrorism. You know, terrorism is the big buzzword now. We're going to talk about that a little bit, too.
Terrorism.
They're terrorism. Everywhere. Super predators and terrorists and hackers are terrorists. Everybody's terrorists. And did you know, this is some crazy shit, but all us Canadian guys, you know, they're like, well, good thing we don't have that shit up here. Woo-hoo! We're okay. No, the FBI's in Canada. Okay, the FBI, to enforce a drug bar, the FBI can cross into Canada and have jurisdiction here. Okay, we have a DEA office in Vancouver. Okay, there is a fucking American DEA office in BC. How fucked up is that? There's two links going into, MRC right now, where they talk about Canada's culture, explaining how that works, and the one from the actual FBI fucking site, where they list not only Canada, but all the countries which the FBI have what they call embassies in. Okay, what? The FBI...
Spy places.
What the fuck is that? The FBI is not their own country. Okay, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they don't have their own fucking country.
But the USA thinks they're the world.
No, the USA does not think they're the world. You know what? There's a bunch of psycho motherfuckers who are running the government down there who think they are the world. I've met a lot of Americans. When I was at Burning Man, shit, man, those people were cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they're not the great white Satan. You know, what the hell? I don't know why everyone's all dissing the Americans. Whatever. Some of the nicest people I've met were Americans. Shit. You know? I mean, they're fuckload nicer than a lot of East Coast assholes I've met. I'll tell you that right off the top. Bye. Fuck you. You know, but seriously, you know, the United States has Alabama. We have Newfoundland. So it's just it's a bad scene. But when you look at all the FBI offices all over the world, now, that starts to get a little scary, especially with the political will that exists now, because nobody's willing to stand up to the United States, quite probably because no one can stand up to the United States. No one can stand up to the United States because there's no balance left. And now all they need is a righteous, holy cause to get behind in order to make this thing happen. We're going to get into this in the second part of the show here, where you start checking that out and you start saying, hey, what the fuck's going on? You check out those drug war facts, okay? While you're checking that out, just to get you in the mood, I discovered a really... Well, I didn't discover these assholes. I found them, and I think Sim showed them to me before, but I discovered them again. But these guys rock, okay? This is one song. I'm playing one song. Don't bitch, okay? You can check them out at mp3.com. They're called SPF 1000. Okay.
Great name.
These guys fucking rule. SPF, like sunblock protection, whatever, the SPF, you know, the SPF 30, 35, whatever. It's called SPF 1000, and these
check
guys...
Check out their pictures. Oh, you'll see why.
Awesome. They're fucking uber sexy goth people, man. They're like, I don't know who's the guys and who's the chicks, but fucking sexy. They're sexy. Things that want to
you know you're
you,
goth when.
Oh, you want to be fucking bi. You want to be so bi. It's just, oh, these guys rock. They're so cool. And this was the first song I heard by them, and you can just imagine me listening to this for the first time. This is just fucking crazy. Check this out.
Yeah.
see Lord of the Rings. And I'm jumping around on ICQ and email, and people are actually asking me, they're going, hey, have you seen Lord of the Rings? Yeah. Did you like it? Okay, I thought the question of did you like Lord of the Rings is kind of redundant, okay? It's like the third most expensive film ever made. The first most expensive film ever made was the third movie, okay? So people have, like, dedicated their lives. There's special effects guys who, like, got coffee addictions, are still trying to get help for making this fucking film. Everybody was going insane. The director practically did the Mel Gibson thing and had a mental breakdown at the end of it. He got the One Ring. All the actors got tattoos, okay? There's never been a film where people have gotten this hardcore. So I'm like, ask you whether or not I like it. I used to think it was just the dumbest thing in the world, but wait, no, stop. I had a guy walk in the shop and say, Sean, hi, have you seen Lord of the Rings? Why, yes, what a surprise. I've seen Lord of the Rings. And he said, oh, did you like it? And I said, yeah, I did. That's another great question. He goes, I didn't. What? What did you just say? Oh, I didn't like Lord of the Rings.
I didn't like Lord of the Rings. I did not.
Why? Why could you possibly? Well, I thought the story was a little bit too Hollywood. You know, it was all this action, and we never saw any character development. You know, that's the whole thing. I'm like, motherfucker, it is a big book, okay? He's trying to put this big book in a film. Yeah, Tom Bombadil, or whatever the fuck his name was, wasn't in there. I mean, regardless of that, the guy was not in the film. So he's not in the film, okay? He's not there, but he's like, I want to see more character development. Now, this came to me in a great revelation that no matter what you do, no matter what I did, there's nothing I could do ever as cool as Lord of the Rings, okay? There's nothing I could ever do that would ever even come close to being as cool as Lord of the Rings, and there are people who didn't like that. In that case, I feel great. That means there's assholes everywhere. No matter what you do, there's always some cocksucker gonna be standing there going, oh, well, I don't agree with what you did there. I don't think what you did there was right. I don't agree with how you're doing this. I think they should have done more of this and more of that. And even if you did it that way, there'd be some other asshole to come along going, So, the moral of this long and involved story is that if you're gonna do something, and you're gonna do the best you can, be proud of it, and fuck everyone who says that they should have done a better job, or blah, 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 because you know what, there's people who just like stirring shit up, and they haven't done a fucking thing, because it's easier to throw rocks than build something. My name is Sean Kennedy, I am the fucking man.
Sorry, we're back on the air, and fuck, wasn't that a killer tune? I love that song, man. That was like a completely kick-ass tune. That was like totally sweet. Hopefully everybody managed to hear that rant, too, otherwise shit would have gone like just horribly, horribly wrong. They'd be like, oh, more dead air. Oh, well, we're not even going to say something. If you guys hear dead air,
please let us know.
Let us know that there is, in fact, dead air. Otherwise, there's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be, you know, we got to know what's happening. So, like, on and on. Getting back to what we're talking about the FBI and how they have all jurisdiction in Canada now. And a lot of the shit is all comes back to, yes, you can't get away from it. It's even going to follow you on the Rant Radio, was 911, okay?
Oh, my God.
The big 9/11 tragedy, okay? Yes, that was a fucking tragedy, okay? I got up in the morning. I got a phone call from a buddy. Turn on the fucking news. There it was. I watched, you know, a couple thousand people die live on fucking TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fucked up. Okay, fucked up. That's very fucked up. Okay, that's bad. Okay, when like terrorism and, you know, we can go on and there's no question about how scary all that shit is.
Yes.
And my God, you know, it's horrific. You know, like I make a lot of jokes about killing hostages and shit like that. But fuck. It was just unbelievable.
I can't imagine that happening, like, in Vancouver.
Oh, no one could. Tom fucking Clancy couldn't. He was on the radio that morning going, holy shit. You know, I didn't even fucking imagine this would happen. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. However, we've got to remember, okay, that 911 was a tragedy, okay? But which is more evil? The people who would commit such an act or people who would try to take advantage of such an act for their own personal agenda? Those are two separate links.
I know. I just fucked them up.
I will kill you. No, but seriously, you got to watch that because there's a lot of shit going on. A lot of shit going on right now that's really freaking me out. Okay, you got all these FBI offices all over the world here. Okay, we got the corporate state coming closer and closer and closer. And 911, you know, you figure the whole world would get together. But No. The agenda is still strong, okay? And unfortunately, I'm going to put up a couple posts here. This first one in the IRC is from Pravda, which is a Russian magazine, okay? And they have a different, slightly unique perspective because they're in Russia, okay? But the guy who wrote the article is a lieutenant colonel retired from the Navy, U.S. Navy, I might add, okay?
And next to that, next to it, I'm going to give an actual post to an act that was passed on October 24th. Okay? Now, this is the scariest shit that I have seen come down the pipe in a long fucking time. Okay? It's cool. It's actually, well, the actual, it has a SF number and or reference number. You can read the act and check it out, okay? But if you read the Pravda article, which is in English, okay, it'll give you kind of the summary of the act. It's very, very scary, and it's already passed. This is now in law, okay? Because of this act, which was passed on the 24th, okay, it is now legal in the United States to torture people. Okay, the Attorney General John Ashcroft stated that the alleged commission of a crime should prove injurious to the security, which means that basically whatever the fuck happens, okay, if they deem it to be injurious to the security of the United States, the citizen cannot invoke Fifth Amendment rights, okay, to remain quiet, okay, and by his own fucking words, by Ashcroft's words, he said he can be compelled by whatever means necessary. Okay, that's what the Attorney General of the United States said. He actually said, by any means necessary to make him speak and to divulge everything he knows. That means drugs, that means torture, that means the interrogator, that means all that Day of the Condor shit that we see running around in the movies. Yeah, that shit is real. Okay, now, the thing that's kind of scary there is, yeah, well, Sean, I mean, come on, it's war on terrorism, these people were killing innocents. Yeah, that's true. But they can use it on anyone who they deem to be a threat against national security. That's a pretty wide blanket, man. That's a pretty wide blanket. Okay, to be just saying, you're a threat to national security. You're a terrorist. Okay, well, let's just focus on that. Let's say it is on terrorists, okay? Now, if you're suspected to be a terrorist, there's no warrant, search, and seizures. For the first time, the government has the power to seize a citizen's assets even before that citizen has been charged with a fucking crime. The citizen has no judicial recourse. You cannot go to the court and get your assets back because the guy hasn't been charged with a crime. This is law, okay? When he actually is charged with a crime, if that crime has anything to do with state security, and that state security is whatever the Senate, whatever the fucking state says is state security, then the state doesn't even have to tell the suspect what he's being charged with, okay? Mm-hmm. And the court cannot order the release of the citizen. Okay, or force the government to give the assets back to that guy. Now, we're getting a little draconian here. I'd be like, a little scary. You know, isn't this a little easy to abuse? Oh, you're an enemy of the state. I'm sorry, I'll just be a good guy, get back in line, and go to Walmart. You know, where's my NSYNC album?
It's like martial law got quietly placed in.
Yeah, now this got slipped right in there, and I'm like, holy fucking, this is law? This got passed, guys. There's the act. Go check it out. Okay, check out the Pravda article.
Yeah, usually okay. Think you hear about these being proposed.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
In.
But it's silent. The media's been real quiet, okay? Because mainstream media hasn't said fuck all because they're all patriotic. And after all, it's the patriotic act.
Otherwise, you're supporting the terrorists.
Otherwise, you get nailed with, like, patriotic, you know, you're anti-patriotic. Why aren't you American?
Where's your flag?
Wrap yourself in your flag and prepare to embrace the blade. You know, seriously, that's what the fuck is going on. For the first time, the government now has the power, okay, to expel even an American citizen who was born in the United States if they can do it without judicial review. Okay, so they don't have to go to court. They can just go, Texan, you're fucking gone. Okay,
to where?
To wherever. Get the fuck out of my country. If the law enforcement feels a person acting in capacity contrary to state security, you hacker, you're a threat to state security, you terrorist.
Anything could be that.
But I was born in Montana. You're fucking gone.
Yeah.
Okay, that's been passed in law. Don't believe me? Check out the link. It's a little bit crazy. Yes, everyone's going, yeah, there's a military tribunal. There can be a military tribunal. Yeah, kangaroo court much? Okay, you ever seen a military tribunal? Okay, you know what they are? They're a bunch of guys. You get one of those guys supposed to defend your ass. They all assemble, talk about what happened. What do you say happened? Right, here's our judgment. That's a military tribunal. It is not a court. Okay, it's fucking bullshit. Okay, now, and you'll also notice when you listen to the words now, like when you're watching the news and shit, everyone's getting to be a terrorist, you know? And not only is everyone a terrorist, but they're starting to refer to the terrorists as, like, criminals. They're not trying to call criminals terrorists, they're trying to call terrorists criminals.
Uh-huh.
So they're kind of blurring that line between terrorists and criminals and, you know, people against the state. You know, kind of Red Scare shit happening there. Red Scare shit happening there. I'm a little bit freaked out about that.
If you're not for the government, you're against it.
Yeah, and Blacklist much, 1950s much.
Uh-huh.
You know, anybody wants to do a little bit of research, take a look at the Red Scare in the 1950s and how that completely fucked Hollywood, okay? It is just, it's just bullshit, okay? It's getting a little fucked up. Okay, now the American people are good people. There's good people all over the United States. Okay, I got a lot of time for the American people. Okay, I went down and partied with them. They're awesome guys. You can learn a lot about people from fucking partying with them. But it's a little freaky. Now, the military and the power, when you get the top 3% of the people, all the Republicans, okay, are getting all this fucking power. All this power. Okay, and all terrorists are now to be tried in military courts. People are like, oh, that's bullshit, because, you know, they're trying those other guys who got fucking arrested, you know, and they're going to go in front of general populace courts. Yeah, the reason why is because they're choosing to let that happen. Because they want to keep this nice and quiet. They want to keep this whim law on the back burner, okay? But all a military tribunal is a fucking railroad process to the guillotine. That's all that is. That's just ramrod. You're fucking gone. You know, so they can... Like, technically, okay, if you are, say, running an offsite server backup for information, okay, that you want to, that you think there's some bad environmental shit happening in the United States, so you mirror that on a couple of servers out of the country,
yeah.
Boom, you are an international terrorist. Not only can everything you have be taken, they can put you in prison, not tell you why, take all your shit, okay, torture you.
That pretty much covers everything, huh?
And drop you off in the middle of the fucking sea.
not kill you.
If not fucking kill you outright. Now, if you're like, whoa, Sean, that's fucked up. I think you're being a little alarmist here. You sound a little like Jell-O. You know, that's a little scary. No, it's
not.
Look at the facts. There's the fucking links. Go check it out. Okay? More than that, Oracle. Remember our friends at Oracle?
Yeah,
they're good guys. They're in bed with this. The Oracle Corporation has offered to, for free, compile a database of American citizens, okay, which has been publicly reported before. People knew that. Oracle's offered to do this for free as a public service, as long as they're given exclusive marketing rights to what will be the most valuable database in America.
Database of everyone.
The American database, you know, and the media is going to scare the fucking shit out of everyone so bad with all this terrorism and anthrax and, oh, fuck, man, you're not even going to drink the water. Everything's fucked up. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, there's a lot of bad shit going on. Yeah, you got to be aware. I'm glad there's increased security at the airports. It's a shame it takes me longer to fly. Okay? But yeah. I don't really want the government to have the power to come and completely fuck me and everyone who looks like me simply on a whim. What if they're wrong? What if somebody just decides, fuck you, Sean? I mean, come on. We're talking about somebody in...
Sean's a terrorist. Arrest him.
I'm a fucking terrorist. Not only that, I'm broadcasting people inside the United States. And all you people, you're terrorists, too.
Because you're listening.
You're listening. We're all fucking terrorists. That's a little scary, okay? And Oracle kind of getting in there. And because everybody's so fucking terrified, and they just follow along with the media. Follow along with the media. Moo. Okay? You got to follow along with that. And if you follow along with that and see where that takes you... You know, they're going to lead you right on down and get your fucking arm tattoo and your ident card.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody get... Oh, you don't have your corporate logo?
They're talking about ident cards.
Oh, of course they are.
Everyone's going, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, that's not so bad, you know, because that way I'll be safe. I'll be safe. You can either be safe or be free. That's your choice. No, that's bullshit. Okay? That's bullshit. And these terrorists, like, try to find a definition of a terrorist. Try to find the definition of a terrorist. Anyway, hackers are called digital terrorists now. In the UK, hackers fall under terrorism, you know, according to UK law. And the UK, the United States, has no closer friend than Britain. Okay? That's a little frightening.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the UK wants to be all down with this terrorist thing because they're going to fucking nail the IRA through the floor. Okay?
The UK scares me.
Oh, the UK is fucking frightening. Go check out what they're doing in the UK. Okay, remember back when they were doing the cloning shit?
They're very liberal. That's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool, but they're very close to Gattaca, very close to facial recognition in the streets. Very, very scary. And hackers have been actually classified as fucking terrorists in the UK. Here's a link from the Register, which fucking confirms that, okay? Just to back everything up I'm saying. Just make sure I'm not talking out my ass.
Register.
What's that?
The Register. Take it with a grain of salt, people.
Yeah. But you don't.
They usually have a lot of truth there.
Yeah, they usually do have a lot of truth. But check it out. There's a multitude of links. Hacker Terrorists. Everybody listening is probably old news to them that that's been going on because they know what's going on.
If they've been listening to even our show, What the Hell show way back in the day.
I mean, this has been coming for a long fucking time, okay? And I used to get into it with Girl on the Left pretty good. You know,
everyone's becoming a terrorist.
Everyone's
in the IRC.
They're changing their name to terrorist or what?
VTM terrorist, B1 terrorist.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's fucking brutal. And we make jokes about it. That's some scary shit.
Yeah.
That's some scary shit. Normally I'm fighting with Girl on the Left about stuff like that. You know, I'm chewing my sprouts and granola and I'm saying, hey, Girl on the Left, you want to pass me some of that non-fat, non-harming, non-harmful fruitarian stuff over there? Because it's starting to freak me out over here, okay? I'm getting a little freaked out over here. You know, did you post that or what?
The first one, yep.
The Registrar thing?
Yep.
Yes. However, that's fucked up. Those are both the same.
Oh, okay. Well, we.
There is, however, now there is hope. You're like, fuck! And this passed on the 24th. If you check that second link that went in, it passed on the 24th, and you're like sitting there going, God damn! We're fucked! Okay? You're not fucked because there is a sunset clause on this thing for 2005.
Well, this is this bill that you've been talking about.
Yeah, the Patriotic Act. There's a sunset clause that after 2005...
We all become non-terrorists.
It changes and the bill becomes defunct after 2005.
Well, that's a good thing.
2005!
That's a long way away.
That's a long way, and a lot of shit can happen. And as we all know, we can barely keep track of the new laws that are coming out, let alone laws that expire.
Well, so by that time, we'll be comfortable with it.
That's right, and all they have to do is just go, well, we don't need to remove that. Things are working well. Why change it? Why change that fucking law?
People be used to tanks rolling down the streets.
You know, and if people get too crazy about it, be like, no, it's going to expire in 2005.
Just show the planes crashing into the buildings.
That's
again,
right.
On
TV. So show that train splashing into the buildings a couple times. Yeah, yeah, that'll whip them up. That's some Jesus baby. Have another anthrax scare. Yeah, that'll do it. So you need this shit. Get your ID card out, motherfucker. Seriously, that's what they're going to be doing, and it's very, very frightening. And if you look at it, I was talking to Kadath, and Kadath is from Mexico City. And if you want to talk about fucked up, you want to talk about Mexico City. Mexico City is fucked up, okay? There is, like, corruption there that you cannot believe, okay? The cops, everybody's crooked. You're bribing your way six ways from fucking Sunday. People, oh my God, the city is fucked up, okay? And Americans went down there, the American government went down there, raped that fucking nation, okay, poisoned everything, they got the free trade, and now he's from that area, right?
Yep.
So he's got the skinny on
Mexico
the whole deal.
City.
Mexico
from,
City,
right,
he's
yeah.
from Mexico City. And he comes up here and he's saying, you know, Sean, I'm really concerned, you know, because I see the way Canada is now, and that's the way Mexico was 30 years ago.
He knows how it happened, right?
And he knows how it happened. And the exact thing where Canada bought all those fucked up buses and we never used them, Mexico did exactly the same thing 30 years ago.
What buses?
I don't know. Some shit that he was talking to me about.
Okay.
Kadath, people can ask Kadath about it, but it's true. I mean, it's fucked up. If you look at the parallels, you know, it's back to that thing where you look at, you know, those who don't know the past are destined to repeat it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you're gonna be cursed, man. It's going to keep on going with that. There's, you want to talk about how this is going, and people are like, well, that's the government. No, the government, okay, nobody gets up in the morning and decides, I want to be mayor so I can fuck over my neighbor. That's why I want to be mayor. I want to fuck over my neighbor, man. Nobody does that, okay? The reason why they're doing it is because of money, because of the coming corporate political class war. The class war that's coming. And just recently, everybody's been going off about fucking, you know, remember a while back there was the whole Briex thing, okay, where people got ripped off in stocks and they were like, oh shit, Briex. Well, fuck Briex. Okay, fuck Briex all the way together. But actually, we're not going to deal that one just yet. We're going to get back to, how the core political law, okay, core political law, the politics is controlled by corporations. Okay, so the top 3% of North America is where all the money's being sent. Gated communities, they're not for you and me. They're for rich motherfuckers and senators' sons.
Yeah.
That's what they're for. Okay, that's all they're doing. Okay? And if you want to see who's got the power there, you can see how corporate law is infringing on your private rights. For example, Borland. Yes, those good people who made software. That's the link for Borland.
Okay. Oh, that one. Oh, my God.
This is just...
I read this today.
Yeah. Did I send you this one today? This
was... Enki sent it to me. I was like, oh, yeah, my
I sent it to Enki, and he was just like, holy fuck! Okay, this is messed up. This basically, if you sign the agreement with Borland, they're allowed to like storm your house, take everything you own. They got the corporation has all the fucking power, short of like torture and kicking you out of the country.
You can't sue them. You waive your rights to a jury.
Yeah,
it's
you waive your First Amendment rights according to this document. Now this document is so fucked up. Okay, I don't think it would ever stand in a court of law.
No, it wouldn't. But
unless,
why are they including it?
Unless you're a hacker. Because if you're a hacker, because who else would have?
Terrorist.
Because who else would have, you know, software development tools, which is what Borland makes.
Yeah.
You know, if you start looking that back against, and he's a terrorist, just like the drug war. We have a drug war, and we're a war on terrorism, and so you're now a prisoner, and you lost everything, and you get lost in this big fucking machine that's chewing at you, you know, and it's eating away, and that's a little scary. That's a little scary. Go check
out... Off to sea land for you.
Yeah, off to sea land for you. You know, that's a little scary. You start looking at these articles, you're like, yeah, you know, those crazy conspiracy motherfuckers, they're all messed up. I don't know, man. I don't know. Take a look around. Take a look around at what's happening there, you know? The class war that's already here. You know, you hear a lot of people talking about, you know, what's the difference between Blade Runner and the modern day?
Mm-hmm.
There's no synthetic people going around. And it's brighter. That's the only real difference now. We're getting
not
to that
too much
point
of a difference.
Where it's like, you know, we're missing a few things, but essentially it's fucking Blade Runner. And people are like, well, you know, there's no disease in the streets. Yeah, there is. Well, there's no, you know, weird diseases and fucked up sex. Oh, wait, yeah, there is. Oh, wait, there's diet pills everywhere. There's a war on drugs. There's WIM laws that can be enforced every which way loose. Well, we don't care because we got MTV and fucking NSYNC is on tonight. And they got People's Choice Award.
Woo!
NSYNC was the People's Choice.
I'm going to go get distracted.
How high do you have to be in order to believe that NSYNC was the people's fucking choice? Okay? You know, the people who chose NSYNC are not even human beings yet, okay? They haven't even got all their hair yet. Okay? They're just fucking, what are you doing? Okay, what the fuck are you doing? And you're looking at that, and it's everywhere. You can't get away from it. You know, it's all around the media distraction. Tokyo, take a look at Tokyo. They're selling fucking women's underwear and vending machines at the fucking airport that are soiled. What the fuck is going on, man? That's messed up. And that's the way the direction's going, because everything's going to be all distraction, redirection of energy, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. Okay, it's a big galactic fucking corporate Tai Chi episode. That's what they're doing.
Look over there while I pass this law.
Yeah, look over there. Oh, look, we've been attacked by terrorists. Pass those motherfucking laws while these assholes are busy. Okay, and that's what's happening. It's getting a little bit scary. It's getting a little bit scary, and you look at things, oh, well, you know, you're being paranoid because, you know, the class war isn't really that. Like, when is corporations really fucked over people? Now, people in the computer world will sit there and go, ha, ha, ha. Oh, you want to know examples of corporations fucking people? Hang on. Let me just put away my Microsoft folder, okay, and I'll just pull out some other ones because Microsoft's too easy, okay? Like Enron, okay? Enron. Here's an editorial about Enron. Enron was an energy wholesaler that misstated their profits for the last 3 years by, like, over $200 million per year, okay? And that is some fucked up shit, okay? And they explain it all how essentially they had all their people, like 16,000 employees, they bought stock options for their retirement, right?
So you're thinking Enron's cool.
Enron's
a good
cool
company.
Well, not only that, but the company makes it very easy. Like Home Depot does the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you can buy stock options. You can buy stock. But the thing is, though, they don't control their stock options. The company controls their stock options for them.
Yeah. And they make these stocks really cheap for the.
Yeah, usually.
I'll sink my money back into the company.
Yeah, there you go. It's really good. That way I'm going to be set up. But the thing is that when things started to go bad and they got caught for the lies, the accountants sent a memo around saying, shred all the documents, destroy all the data. but that memo got out. They destroyed the data, but the memo got out. And that's why everything got fucked up. And Kenneth Lay, my buddy Kenneth, okay, who was the head of this motherfucker, lied to his employees and prevented them from selling because he sold, but since he controls the interest whether or not the employees can sell, they can't sell, but I can sell. And he walked away with like $400 million profit. Okay.
When the company's going under.
That's right. And all of his high-ups, all of his guys, all his fucking echelon, the higher class, they all sold their shit, too.
They knew what was going on.
Because they knew what was going on. And motherfucker, you better let me do it. Otherwise, well, shit's going to go downhill. But fuck the little guy. Fuck the little guys. Because they had to fuck the little guy. Otherwise, no one would have made any money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they lied for 3 years, and they raped middle America, 16,000 people who've been working, some of which have been working for the company for like 30 years, 25, 30 years. And
whole life.
Yeah, whole life. What do they got now? They're fucked. They got nothing.
Like really fucked.
They're uber fucked, man. They're like fucked beyond fucked, you know? And you look at that, and you're like, dude, you know, what happened there? Well, it's because they believed the lie, and it's not their fault. You know, because they're part of a generation that, well, didn't have rant radio. You know, they didn't have people to stand back, and there was no Jello Biafra back then because we were all wackos, right?
Free media.
We were all a bunch of, you know, nutbags and shit like that. You know, it wasn't really cool. You know, and you don't see it, but they lied. You know, they lied. Everything was looking good. Everything was fine, and now I got nothing.
It's hard to keep the lies under now.
Yeah, you know, and now there's some guy. I mean, there's people hanging themselves over this. There's people hanging themselves. There's people dying because of this. You know, and I can't really blame these assholes. You know, fuck, man, I got fucked so hard. I'm like screwed. What am I gonna do?
No job, no money.
I was dreaming about, you know, Mazatlan or some shit like that. I'm going to retire.
You're 40. Who's going to hire you?
Yeah, and what did you do? I worked for Enron. Yeah, well, there's 16,000 other people who are out of work, motherfucker, and you're just one of, your number, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you're looking for a job along with them.
That is fucked up. And so this is a prime example of the core political state, okay? And if you want to go further, I mean, I could be going on about this for, like, ever, okay? This is no problem. I could keep on giving you example after example after example. And you've seen it. You've seen it. You're not dumb. You're not dumb. Listen to some Jell-O, okay? Listen to Noam Chomsky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen to me. I'm just some fucking guy. Okay, Sean Kennedy said so. Yeah, well, Sean Kennedy's saying the right fucking shit.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Noam Chomsky, he's dry as fuck. Drones on for hours, okay? Holy cow. But if you can stomach him, listen to what the fuck the guy's got to say. Because, I mean, there's some crazy shit going on, man. Crazy stuff. So, solutions. What's the solution, Sean? Shit.
Give us some solutions. You brought us down.
What the hell, man?
Bring us back up.
I'm doing this show, and you're like, oh, this is me. I wanted to get away from this stuff.
See, the world's fucked, Sean.
The world is fucked, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay, because that's what they want. They've got the media right now has an advantage. Because if you stray away from the media, they'll expose the world to you. Look at all these starving children. Look at all these people blown and disembodied by landmines that we planted there years ago. Look at Osama bin Laden, who's a CIA-trained person. Look at Osama bin Laden, who's a bad man. Funded by the U.S. Look at Osama bin Laden, who's fighting us with our own guns we sent him. Motherfucker, how dare he? How dare he? You know? I mean, he's a fucking cocksucker. I'd shoot him in about 20 seconds and giggle. Okay, but that's not the point. Okay, that's not the point. The point is that there's a lot of shit going on, and everybody, you know, what can I do about this? Like, yeah, Sean, I know this is crazy, and we hide because it's easier to make fun of shit. It's easier to make fun of this stuff than try to deal with it because there's nothing we can do. We've been fucked for so long, man. It's just like, and everybody, you see these guys, they laugh and they go, yeah, well, I guess I'll crawl in the bunker.
Because most people, once they're exposed to this, they'll want to go back to NSYNC.
You will. You'll want to go back to NSYNC. Fuck, I do. I sure do, but the thing is,
to live in La La
there Land. Is a way around this. There is something you can do to fight back. And I'm not talking about writing letters or fuck all else. Out of these last few 7 months I had off, man, I've given this a lot of thought. I've given a lot of thought about shit. When I ran Cult, I wanted to run Cult because I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to do things good for people, you know? But the big thing, okay, is what I call, is I got like this iron triangle mindset, which is mind, body, and then like your headspace, your consciousness. Some people call it the spirit, you know, but there's more to a person just mind and body. There's mind, body, and consciousness. You know, the thing that makes you you, right? And you got to do it in layers, you know. What you got to do is you got to look after yourself. First and foremost, you got to get yourself, you got to do a fast. I don't mean like a fast like what I was doing where I'm peeing my own shit and stuff like that. I'm talking about a mental fast. You got to get the fuck away from MTV. You got to turn off all this shit. If you got friends that are sitting there and doing that stuff, man, you got to say, listen, guys, you know, hang on. I don't know if this is so cool. You know, we gotta get away from this and kind of isolate. Find out what you're about. What the fuck are you about? You know, everyone all comes into the show, yeah, Sean's cool, you know. He's fucking shooting shit off and it's funny to listen to. But, yeah, what are you about, though? What are you about? You know, you got to kind of focus in on yourself. After you get your do a mental detox, maybe you might want to, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing too much of a fast. I'd recommend maybe some teas. They're nice. Okay. But seriously, if you want to do like something to kind of clarify yourself, maybe get in a little Taoism. It's a great book called The Tao of Poo, which is an awesome book. And I've talked about it before. That book saved my life when I was in the Army. I was in a fucking dark place, man. And the funny thing is the book club sent me The Tao of Poo. It's T-A-O of Poo. Okay, somebody find a link and post that in ARC, will you? Thanks. But seriously, if you're going to, like, if you think I'm on crack and you just want to, you're like, fuck, dude, because there's a condition that happens, okay, what I call cyberpsychosis, and everybody who's in the IRC right now has felt this. This is when you have been on the web for so long, you get so distracted, you feel like, you know, just you spread out, you know, you spread out so thin, and you don't even know where the fuck you started from, and everything gets all crazy in your head. And it's like you turn off the computer and things are still moving and you can't sleep and shit like that. And you live in a state like that day after day after day after day. And that's very unhealthy, you know, and your brain gets fucked up. And that is cyberpsychosis. You know, you get that way and you're all panicked all the time. You don't know what the fuck's going on. And from there, you get what I call the black shakes, which is what happened to me. I was doing cults. I got this shit all the time. I couldn't get away from it. Bang, the black shakes. The black shakes is when you burn out. You don't even want to look at your computer, man. You don't even want to turn the fucking thing on. Fuck email. Fuck ICQ. Fuck IRC. Fuck everything that's got letters in it, okay? I'm not even into this shit. You know, I don't want that. And then you back away because your brain does that for you. Your brain will go, man, this is too much. Okay, this is too much. And your brain shuts it off. And then after a while, you're okay. For me, it took me 7 fucking months, okay, because I was pouring like 6 hours a day into
Sean
this shit.
Sean was gone.
I was gone. And everybody who's core, and a lot of core people in the house tonight, you know, knows that they kind of knew what was going on. They're like, yeah, Sean's burning out. Near the end there, Smokey was like, dude, you're fucking up, you know, and it's true. And I was all fucked up. Like February, I was making bad calls. It's like last days of Hitler or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I mean, she messed up my bunker.
But I was doing shit that I never would have done normally, you know? What the fuck happened there? People go, well, you fucked up. Yeah, I fucked up. People fuck up. It's part of being human. But it's like, and that's what the black shakes are. So what you got to do is you got to get that before that happens. You got to focus yourself. You got to find out what the fuck you're going on. You got to know what you're doing. Okay, you got to figure out what's happening with that, because if you don't, you can't focus on yourself. Now, a lot of people go, okay, well, yeah, so I sort myself out. Yeah, that's it. You sort yourself out from the mind, then you start looking after your body. There's all these toxins that they're putting in the environment. Shit, I could do a show just on that, okay? Yeah. I mean, go down to the elementary schoolyard and take a look at some of the kids who are 10, especially the girls, okay? I don't know about you, but when I was 10, girls did not look like that. Okay, why is the age of puberty getting younger and younger and younger and younger across the United States? Why is that? Oh, I guess it's just, no, it's fucking growth hormones in the food, okay? You can fucking dress that up. I like steak, okay? I like eating dead flesh right here, okay? I love it. I'm scared to fucking death of what they're putting in my food, man. I'm scared to death of it. Some people say they want to purify the body. Get yourself in shape. Get into something for you. You don't want to do fucking get in shape. You want to eat in your state? Right on. You want to go biking? You want to go hiking? You want to do something like that? But you got to do something for you. Just for you. Not with people. Not with anybody else. Just for you. And it's been proven time and time again. I mean, everybody knows that shit. Everybody knows that, you know, you look at what, if you're doing physical exercise for yourself, it makes a big fucking difference. You know, I've been reading books on Tai Chi. That's the laziest shit in the world. If a fat tub of pus like me can go and do Tai Chi, baby, anybody could.
Slowest moving kung fu you've ever seen.
Oh, man, that is cool. They teach you how to use swords. You know how hard it is to lose a sword these days?
Uh-huh.
Fuck, it's hard. Anyway, but seriously, like, I mean, any shit like that. So then you got your mind and your body, and your mind and body start to get back together again. So they're the same fucking thing, right? And after you get your mind and body working, then everything else falls into place by default because, you know, it's the triangle, right? You got to have that going on. But if you don't start, you got to start with the mind. So the mind controls the body. So it all starts in the head. Okay, that's the number. That is the most important thing you can do. Fuck cult. Fuck everything else. I don't have a problem with cult, by the way. I'm going to say this once. I don't have a problem with Cult. I think Cult's awesome. And I think they're doing a better job than I ever did, so that's all fine. Okay, Smokey's going to beat the piss out of me for saying that. Smokey's going to be like, you fucking traitorous cocksucker!
I hate you!
I swear to God, man, if I were to let Smokey off the leash, he'd bite everybody's head out. Oh, he's like Venom the Geek. It's crazy. I fucking swear to God, he's like Venom in a wheelchair. It's nuts. Anyway, yeah, it's bad. Anyway, no, seriously. You gotta fucking screw everything, get yourself online, figure out what you're about, and make sure that you know what's going on. That's the number one thing you can do. People go, well, what fucking difference does that make, Sean? That makes a huge difference. That makes a monstrous fucking difference. Because you want to stop these corporations, find out what corporations are doing, what ones that piss you off, and don't give them your money. You are the consumer. Bottom line, the number one thing that they do not want is they do not want us to get organized. It is impossible for us to organize the public because the public does not want to be organized. This is the wisdom I gleaned from Cult. You cannot do it. It cannot be done. Okay? You cannot organize people effectively because they will form cliques and they will fuck it up. So what can you do? What can you do? You can organize yourself. You can sort yourself out and be at peace with other people. And if you get enough people and they understand that, then shit can start to happen, because that's the only way that you get that kind of, you know, cooperative mindset happening, okay, that organized chaos where everyone's like, whoa, and eventually the tide starts to swing. And people say, Sean, that's cool and all, that's a great idea, but you're so full of shit, man. You got to drink some more salt water. Okay, because you are way too full of shit. Am I? Am I really? I am just, like, full of shit. Well, I got proof of this, and I got proof it works. And that's the tofu virus. The tofu virus, baby.
The tofu virus, baby.
Okay? Ideas are viruses. I've said that before. Spread the virus, right? Ideas are viruses. Well, 15 years ago, tofu was the laughing stock of the food industry. Everyone was like, you want me to eat what? You want me to eat bean curd? Are you out of your fucking mind? Okay?
Pass me the hamburger.
Pass me that fucking hamburger, tofu. I got your tofu right here, motherfucker. You know, tofu. What the fuck is tofu? Okay? But now, because people, and they were scoffed at, people were made fun of, everybody pissed on these guys, eating tofu. Okay, but now, it's 15 years later, it's sold in every major department store, it's everywhere, it's taking a corner of the market, because everybody individually, on their own, decided for themselves they were going to eat tofu, because enough people, it's a gradual thing.
I saw a commercial for soy milk yesterday.
There you go.
Like, wow.
A soy milk commercial, you know. Now, am I advocating being a vegetarian? No. You can never convince someone to be a vegetarian. That's something that somebody's got to do on their own.
Either do it or you don't.
Yeah. I hack on Sim constantly for it. Okay? Constantly. Okay.
Just because you can't do it, man.
But it's a prime example where if you have an idea and a concept, America, in North America, did not get sick overnight. Okay? It was a gradual process of sickness that crept in. So it cannot be healed overnight. And there's a lot of paradigms you can draw from that. Like, violent revolution. No, violent revolution is not the answer. Okay? Because people get hurt and people die. Once upon a time, I thought, you know, that was an inevitable thing. But it is not an inevitable thing. Okay? People die. War sucks. Okay? War sucks bad. Don't believe me? Ask eunuchs. Okay? He comes from the Ukraine and that region where, I mean, fuck, man. Those people are so fucked on war. There's nothing positive comes from that. It's bad shit. It is bad, evil, evil shit. Okay?
I can't imagine living in a country with war.
Yeah, where there's
never had it.
You know, there's bombs and people killing each other and stuff. I mean, holy fuck, man. Holy fuck, man! You gotta watch that stuff. So, where's this going, Sean? Where are you going with this? Well, the point is that with the tofu virus as proof, if everybody was to start being cool with themselves and start to spread the virus about things like this, so if you want to fight back, look after your mind, look after your body, and therefore look after yourself. Number one. Number two, share your ideas. Share ideas like the ideas of Rant Radio. Like what Jello and what I do. That's why I do this shit. Yeah, my ego gets a stroke out of it, okay? But at the end of the night, my voice is fucked, and my wife wonders why the hell I'm not home at 9 like I said I was supposed to be. Okay? So I get screwed over this, but the bottom line is you got to look after yourself. No one can look after you. You got to move out from there. Okay, and that's what the virus is about. That's what spreading the knowledge is, and that's what you have to do. Now, the number one, so that's number two. So mind, body, health, and you got to understand and spread your virus. So, but part of that is you got to tell people, okay? You got to tell people about information like guys like Joe. You got to tell people about Rant Radio. You got to tell people about the show.
They tell you to shut the fuck up. Okay, move on to the next person.
Great. Now, that's not a shameless plug for the show. But, I mean, for some reason, people think I'm somewhat entertaining just to listen to, you know, because I talk about
people there,
squirting poop shit or whatever, you know. We have
that's what hooked them in.
That's what, yeah, once you talk about flying poo, wow, people are all over that. No, but seriously, a lot of people are into that. And if you want to make a difference and you don't think you got the verbal aptitude to do it, you know, you can point them at Noam Chomsky. You can point them at fucking Joe Biafra because they're way more succinct than I could ever be. Or if they got a radio, fucking tune into Rant Radio. If they dig the rants right on, maybe they'll listen to the show and we can start speaking truth. That's the whole idea of the show. I want to start
spreading truth.
Well, spreading the virus, man. Yep. I want to get it out there. That's the reason why I'm doing a show. I don't want the show to be all squirt and poo and fucking style project, okay? That's not what I want. That's what the hell was. I want people to leave the show going, damn, you know, I think I learned something tonight. What the fuck?
What happened?
How did what? The, whoa, Sean! What's this learning something shit?
I was laughing at the poo thing. And
I was laughing at the poo thing, and you told me about this thing here. That's fucked up. Okay, and that's what we're gonna. That's what I want to do. You know, that's the whole purpose of the show. So the show is not going to just be about me and me jerking off to my own ego, okay? It's going to be about ideas that I
happens.
Find that I think. Yeah, of course, I can't help but jerk off my own ego. We got one more thing we got to do.
Yeah.
One more thing we got to do here. Hang on. Where is it? La la la. Do 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 do.
Hello.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Hey. It's Lieutenant Ranger Zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fucking time to call in yet. Oh, God, I wanted to do that for a while. So there we go. It's not often you get a radio show that calls you. But anyway, he's going to be on that phone like right now. He's going to be all shitting on us. Okay, so that's it for tonight's show. It's 9:32. I actually did it for more than an hour. We can find out what's going
you
on.
You lucky bastard.
You lucky fuckers. Oh, God, lucky for you, I'm a windbag. Thanks for sticking around. I'm going to go through the IRC. See everyone who is at the end of the show. We got Homer, Smokey Bin Laden. Hey, wait a minute. Substance X, Agent Mulder. I'd be a good cover for a terrorist.
Yeah.
I'm just a cripple in pure Illinois.
I can't do anything.
You tubby bitch. Okay, Agent Mulder, Beerzen, Buck X, Bite UK Terrorist, Case, Carellin, Creek Top, Dacid, Dr. Zodiac, Down Halo, Disturbed, DK, Stecker, Lieutenant Major, Zombie.
Zombie.
Zombie. ECSM, Enki, Evil James, General Sleepin', Girl on the Left, Info Loop, IRME, Kelleth 9000, Kex Terrorist, Crazy Fuck, Mr. Echo, Nomad Half Health, Nomad Geek, Drazel, Phil Yee, Poison Cheeto. I think I missed him on the first time because he was in the beginning.
Oh,
as well.
Maybe.
But anyway, Pseudo, Zerstor, Sideslide, Sparky, Test Subject, Unix, VTM Uber Terrorist, Wildcard, and Gargoyle Breaker 1. Okay, so that's it for tonight's show. Make sure you turn in next week where yours truly goes and beats the living rat fuck and takes you along for the ride where I smash the shit out of Scientology, all right? Because, you know, I love Scientology. Okay, man. Hey, you guys be cool. I will check you all later and spread the virus, guys.
Thanks for everyone for coming, and we may have the phones working next week.
Maybe.
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 If we feel like it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right. Your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
your first night